18.
Oh, I used to faint a lot. A lot. They thought it was a sign of a delicate constitution, sensitive, a bit artistic. But everyone went into nursing or secretarial back then, you see. That's simply how it was. We didn't have the opportunities. It was just hot. Because you had a lot of potential too. No, listen, you did. Piano, the recorder, the dancing, the thing with the what's his name now? Oh, you know, sculpting. You liked the sculpting for a while. And the violin. You were a wonder on the violin. And lots of little things like that. I bought one pot home from school. I played the violin for a month. We made sure you had all the lessons. 50p here, 50p there. It all adds up. And we didn't always have it. That was your father. God rest him. He didn't want you to grow up feeling poor, even though we were poor. But you never really settled on one thing. That's what I mean. The lawn needs watering. Pauline stoops down suddenly, coming up with a handful of grass and earth. London clay, very dry. Of course, you girls do everything differently now. You wait and wait and wait. Though what you're waiting for, I don't know. Almost purple with the effort, the bowl of white hair damp and flat round her face. Mothers are urgently trying to tell something to their daughters, and this urgency is precisely what repels their daughters, forcing them to turn away. Mothers are left stranded, madly holding a lump of London clay, some grass, some white tubers, a dandelion, a fat worm passing the world through itself. Ugh! Probably put the mud down now, Mum.